B-Pod Studios.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to experience now is a new breed of news reporting.
Yeah, it's a love of mine, and you know, since I have taken on the mantle of Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, I've heard the comments.
He's a mouthpiece. He's nothing special at all. He's just able to communicate. He reads copy.
I've heard the talk, and I felt that it was time to acquaint the audience that knows me primarily as Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, to acquaint them with my reporting skills, which at one point had earned me the nickname of the next Geraldo Rivera.
God.
And then I moved over to the anchor desk, and you know, I've got no qualms with that. It's been very, very good to me, but I felt that it was time to go back and to demonstrate those skills that got me to the anchor desk, to go out in the field and show
you
that
you don't have to sell it anymore. All right, you already got the whole series of In Focus. It's your show now. Don't worry, it's your. You don't have to sell it anymore. You're not at the bargaining table to sell this show anymore.
You know, I do have that affiliate meeting next week, and you know.
Well,
I'm just nervous. This is my baby.
With this copy,
let me introduce you to the premiere episode of In Focus.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Haney, and you're In Focus. Welcome to the brand new news magazine hosted by me, Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. A disturbing trend. Government employees wasting your time by taking excessive bathroom breaks. Our investigation has revealed that government employees may literally be pissing your tax dollars away. We warn you, some of the footage you're about to hear is extremely graphic.
All right, look, man, I want you to stay here. You'll give the whole thing away.
I won't give the whole thing away.
No, you can't keep a straight face for anything.
I won't give the whole thing away. Let's go.
No, I'm going in alone. Just wait here, and if there's any trouble, I'll come hauling ass out. How does the wig look?
Believable, kinda.
What about the shoes? The shoes all right?
Yep, they're fine. They're a little sporty, but, you know, they're fine.
All right, well, here goes nothing.
Get out of the way.
Oh, sorry.
Can I come with you?
No, stay here, goddammit.
Come on.
We are now entering the facility where we believe that unauthorized bathroom breaks may be progressing as we speak. I am wearing a disguise to facilitate my mission here of exposing the public corruption and fraud. I am standing outside the scene of the crime, the actual men's room at the county facility. It appears to be occupied. Let's investigate. Hello?
It's occupied.
Open up, please. Open up, please.
It's busy. I'm in here right now. Give me a minute.
Open up. It appears we may be onto something.
What do you want?
Pardon. Hanging out, bro.
We're in a bathroom. What are you doing in a bathroom?
Just same as you, you know, hanging out, jipping the man off the time clock.
I don't recognize you. Who are you?
I'm a new man, but I know the score. We're screwing the man out of county time, aren't we?
You want to check the ball and see if we're screwing the man?
Hey, no problem, partner. What are you doing?
What do you normally do in a bathroom?
Lots of things. Prostitution, illegal gambling.
That's not my magazine.
Prostitution, illegal gambling, drug use. Those are just a few of the things I've heard.
What? Do you belong in this building?
I do, because I happen to be a taxpayer, sir.
So a taxpayer can walk into a bathroom when it's in use?
Ladies and gentlemen, I am in the men's room with one of the subjects here, and I was wondering, sir, if you can explain to me what a tampon machine is doing here in the men's bathroom.
Why would I know how that got here? And I don't know where the smoke come from in here either.
So you claim you were in here with a bowel movement.
Would you like to check and confirm?
What would you say if I told you that my hidden microphones have picked up that this is the third bowel movement that you've had today, sir?
You do not belong in a bathroom, taxpayer.
I happen to have evidence that this is your third bowel movement today. Is that normal for you?
Would you like to check and confirm each of them?
No, it appears that you've flushed the toilet.
The taxpayer's permission.
You flushed the bowl clean. Not entirely clean, though.
Would you rather I not flush it and save taxpayers' money?
I'm not sure. But if I'm able to do some tests on that, I'm not entirely sure what that is, but there does appear to be a substance coating the bowl.
Who put you up to this? This is a joke. You're not walking into a bathroom to question whether I've had three bowel movements today.
Sir, I'm Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Most respected,
and
what?
You happen to be the premier guest on my new show, my investigative news magazine, In Focus.
Candid Camera.
We've come to the conclusion that county employees are literally pissing away taxpayer dollars by taking unauthorized bathroom breaks.
I don't know what you're doing in here. I don't know who you are. If you'd like to watch me finish what I'm doing in here, you're more than welcome. No, that's not my magazine.
There's no need to yell.
I'm sorry. Can I have the occupancy to myself? Mr. Reporter, taxpayer.
Sure. Whatever.
God bless it.
Open up. Open up.
It's in you.
Open up. I'm Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney, with the new news magazine, In Focus.
You're hanging around the men's room.
Hello?
You're back.
Sir, you're wasting our tax dollars.
I'm going to the bathroom.
There's no need to push.
There are times when you have to push.
Don't get physical with me.
I cannot take any more of this.
We get that? Is this thing on? Jesus Christ. Hey, thanks for nothing.
What do you mean?
Guy was going to kick my friggin' ass.
You're the one that wanted to go into the bathroom, not me.
No, you said that you had my back.
I would have been glad to. You told me to stay behind and wait out here.
Didn't you hear the guy screaming like a friggin' banshee?
No. I was too busy out here wasting time having a smoke.
He reads cocky.
Very, very in-depth, Mark Haney. The facility that you went to. Did this man, in fact, use the restroom three times during his work shift?
That's what our investigation revealed, Stan. Three separate times he claimed to have had a bowel movement.
Do we know how much money this is costing the taxpayers by him taking the, you figure 5 minutes of bathroom break three times? You know, you're up to 15 minutes.
Well, Stan, while that may be true, I would have to know how much the man actually made per hour, and I was unable to get that information.
Did you meet with any heads of this particular facility to discuss the matter?
Yes, I did. I spoke to the man's supervisor, and he did inform me that the man was suffering from colon cancer and, in fact, did sometimes have to have up to five bowel movements per day and accused me of being a heartless bastard.
So what have we learned?
Uh,
What have we learned from your in-depth report here on the first premiere edition of In Focus? What have we learned?
He's a mouthpiece. He's nothing special at all. He's just able to communicate. He reads copy.
Our report may have raised more questions than answers.
I'll say.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
This is William Shatner. Take the next few minutes and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay?
Can there be a little more excitement in the beginning?
I love it. Okay. This is William Shatner, and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay, so I think that came pretty close.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. As we're just a couple of days away from the big event on Saturday, the 96 Keys of Summer comes to a conclusion. I was just talking to Mario about it earlier. And it's going to be a big day. And somebody's going to drive away in that brand new Indian motorcycle from Stu's Motorcycles. And let me also let you know, because I was reading about it off our website earlier. I didn't know firsthand, but I said, well, let's take a look at the K-Rock site.
That's good thinking. Refer to the website.
Big day. There's going to be live music there by the Chopper Band. There's going to be a ride to remember with meeting points in Cape Coral and Naples. The bikers are all going to ride in remembrance of 9/11. You have the Fallen Officers Foundation and local first responders will be on site there that day at Stu's. And, of course, we're going to do the 96 Keys of Summer, where somebody's going to drive off in that brand-new Indian motorcycle. It's going to be a fantastic day on Saturday.
You know, I have, as we approach the anniversary of 9/11, I've approached it with some trepidation. And you know this.
Yeah, I know.
It's still an open wound for some people.
A lot of people.
And I know that, you know, you have to acknowledge the day, but I don't want to go through another day where they replay live as it happened.
Oh, I don't know. You don't need that.
And I finally found something that I could commemorate the fact that it happened, but feel good about it. There's a, I don't know who the guy is, but they put together a 6-minute video that is a time lapse over 20 years of where you are in the depth of despair and the tower has just fallen. But then they fast forward through the next 20 years where you see the things being built around it. And you see the new skyscrapers going up and the memorials being made. And I thought, you know what? That's all we need.
Yeah.
Just make sure everybody sees this video, and that's all we need for the day.
I think you're right. And you don't want to open old wounds. You just want to commemorate and to see how Lower Manhattan has come back.
It brought a tear to my eye.
And how that area will never forget what happened. Coming up on 20 years. So,
and you know what? They deserve some credit. Because I know it would overwhelm me, the challenge of trying to figure out, well, how do you create an on-site memorial that's dignified and hits all, and they did it.
It took a long time to do it, too.
And
for a lot of you, for the first decade, there, a lot really wasn't done there yet. It was in the planning stages and a lot of ideas, but in the last 10 years, it's really happened.
And
it's
often,
really a beautiful place.
Often the case with true brilliance, it's the simplicity of the design that works so well.
Absolutely. I can't talk about it on the air. I cannot talk about it. I'm just going to say this.
These are the times that I regret that we do a radio show and we can't just talk openly.
Yeah, I'd like to talk openly.
Because there are restrictions on what
there
we can
are,
say.
But not a lot. Not a lot. But today, I found, and this will be the only time I mention it, I found a little bit of new respect for Junior. I actually, and I can't talk about why.
I know why, because yesterday I was putting the thought in your head that you should show him a little respect.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
No, he's respecting me for a very sadistic reason.
he's doing things.
Is respect the right word?
Yeah, I've gained a lot of respect for him. Well, a little bit.
And that's not a good thing.
When he was telling me
It's kind of like the difference between who's going to respect you, Obi-Wan or Darth Vader, and it's Darth Vader going,
yeah, Vader's like that
I
guy.
I have found new respect for the boy.
Yeah. Well, we were talking, and let's just put it this way. My response to what he was telling me was, yeah, that is great.
He literally clapped his hands.
That's beautiful. This was, it was, you know what? It's a long time coming.
Whatever you do, Junior, don't go to the dark side.
I'm telling you.
I went to the dark side.
Yeah.
And that's why he respects
and
me.
And I think it's great is what he's done. I can't talk about it. You know what I'm But what he has done is he's handling things the way I would handle them. Not the way you would, and peace and forgiveness, and not the
That's the way I wanted to approach it.
I know,
was peace and forgiveness.
Not the way like people would in an executive office, and you know, let's make this decision, let's plot it out. No, you got to get down and dirty. and I he told me some personal things, and I have a little bit of a newfound respect for him.
Okay. Now I'm just confused. None of this makes sense to me.
I'll tell you. Well, have you told him anything? Have you told him any of this?
We'll talk about it during the break. But I think you'll get a kick out of it. Because I haven't even caught up to you with the whole situation yet.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
When he rubs his hands like that, that's not good.
There are certain
Junior,
things.
I don't know if I've told you this directly, but I know I've said it on the air before, at least. I think...
I'm not a little bitch.
Nobody calls you that. And why would you make it about you?
You said Junior, so it was about me.
No, I said I would just back
off. He's just letting the audience know that he's talking to you and not me, because I'm out of
okay,
this.
Right.
I'm out of it.
Well, please continue.
I think... A big part of my existence on this earth is to make sure that Stan does this for a living, where he's laughing every day, rather than actually being in charge of people's lives.
That is a dream of mine, though.
I know it's a dream. You have this dream where you want to run a big hotel.
Hotel business.
You just want to be in charge of a large amount of people and pick out who's going to have a bad day.
Well, just pick out the weak link. We'll be back.
A lot of new hires.
Yeah. I have no problem with new hires.
Stan, you know, you got this place running like a top.
Yep.
That's why we're confused why you have so much turnover.
We need fresh eyes.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96 K-Rock.
Oh, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney, Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. About an hour, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List later on today. Our question of the week. I just don't want to get into it, but you've been briefed, and you know why I'm proud of them. That's all I'm going to say. You know why I'm proud of them.
It's pretty sadistic, isn't it?
But it is not.
Pretty dark.
You're the one doing it, not me.
I know. That's why you're proud.
You know,
it's been a tough couple months, man. And I have to resolve this somehow.
Have you ever heard do unto others as you would have them do unto
you?
Yeah,
and you give them every chance.
This war was not started by me.
That's right, but you'll finish it, right?
Yes. You call me Patton over here, bro.
Uh-oh. Now, that's a little much. That's a little much.
You ever heard the word blasphemy?
Let's do the grab bag.
You wouldn't last 2 seconds in a room with Patton.
He'd have to slap somebody else. He'd have to slap somebody else.
Oh, I'd be bitch slapped in the first 5 minutes, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't
you know why his army career went south?
Why?
Because he went into a tent of wounded soldiers, and there was a guy in there that had PTSD, and Patton ordered them to get him up and out of there, slapped the crap out of him.
He struck him.
And screamed in front of everybody, "These honorable men that have been wounded, you insult them. There is no room for a coward in this army.
Well, you did the George C. Scott version there.
Well, everybody does, because I wasn't alive when Patton was around, and I have no idea what Patton sounded like.
Well, he had a very high voice, and he and newspaper people, that's how he got him in trouble. News people reported on it. Didn't go anywhere. It's, you know, one of those things that you see happened months later. They finally, you know, let Ike know about it.
And that's when the downward spiral began.
Yes. Thank you, Haney.
And then they staged some sort of automobile accident to take him out.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. Some people believe it. Some people believe that.
And that began the pacification of America.
True. Happy 55th birthday, Adam Sandler.
Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah.
Just go home. That's your home. Are you too good for your home?
A turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in a big brown shoe.
Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
It could be so nice growing old with you.
Have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Boy, how did you fit his whole career in 90
seconds?
Pretty
much right there.
No, not really. The crazy thing is he went on to become one of the biggest movie stars of all time, one of the most bankable faces in Hollywood.
I want you to picture this, because there is a video that has gone viral, and it is so bad it's good. And it's, and the visual is the kicker of it all. But imagine this. I'm going to give you a little example of what they call dad energy. You know this happened during the pandemic. Dad probably had a lot of time on his hands, and he said, you know what? I'm going to go into our spare bedroom, learn how to play the guitar, learn how to sing, and I can really devote a lot of time to this. And he posted a video. This is a middle-aged guy.
So we're about to hear the fruits yes. of his labor.
He looks like Ned Flanders.
This is a middle-aged guy in white shorts, button-down shirt, and a horrible hairpiece.
Well, I won't argue with that. You can spot him.
And he decided he was going to record himself. It's gone viral. Record himself.
Because he's a self-trained
yes.
musician now.
Doing the Doobie Brothers classic China Grove. It's got the pre-recorded music there.
Is he involved in this at all? Or is it just the track?
Yeah.
When the sun comes up on a sleepy little town down around Santa Claus, and the folks are rising for another day round about their home. The people of the town are trained. They're proud of where they came.
Oh, there he is.
Talking about the time to grow.
Oh, that's him too.
Yeah.
Oh, time to grow.
God bless him.
You know, I'm going to do something during this pandemic. I'm going to teach myself how to play a guitar, and I'm going to sing.
And he did it.
It's going viral.
I mean, in no way does it stand out.
No. Nor does he.
Yeah, it's like a bowl of plain vanilla ice cream.
Again, give you a little throwback to 2003. In honor of Matrix Resurrections, the trailer for that, by the way, dropped today. Here's a clip.
I wonder if it'll have a different feel because they're all women now.
I don't know.
It'll have a more feminine perspective.
Here's a clip from 2003 a reporter interviewing five Matrix cosplay nerds in their costumes as they stand in line for Matrix Reloaded.
You know, you don't have to watch The Matrix. Just look at what Zuckerberg's up to. It's happening.
Get it all dressed up. 2003.
The Matrix Reloaded promises out-of-this-world special effects. And after anxiously awaiting the sequel, some Atlanta fans are a little out of this world.
Nigel, a runner.
Null Pointer, runner.
Stevens, agent.
Simon, a runner.
Freeman, 713. I am a sentinel.
These are people Junior would hang out with.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like my future roommate.
No, did you see the Facebook branded Ray-Bans now?
Facebook has branded what?
Ray-Bans now make Facebook glasses.
Oh,
and
really?
They have multiple cameras, multiple microphones, and the idea is that you record your entire life, and you can edit it down later if you want with the Facebook and Ray-Ban apps.
Yeah.
But everywhere you go, every conversation you have, especially those authentic moments, you'll capture in real time with your Facebook glasses.
No, thank you.
So they're spy glasses.
Yeah.
They are spy glasses.
And
there they are right there.
Yeah, and you know, for the cool kids, they think, oh, nobody will ever know. I'm capturing all this stuff. Yeah. Well, much like your red Chinese TikTok.
Communist. Right.
That audio and video information isn't just provided to you. It's available, you know, for performance reasons and quality control.
How much?
Oh, they're $300.
Really? I'm sorry. I do own Ray-Bans, but I have the Biden aviators. And when I'm wearing those, people know I mean business. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the kind of sunglasses I have. The Biden aviators. Don't mess.
And that's the reaction you get? I thought you'd get a different type of reaction.
What do you mean?
I figured you'd get something like, come on, man.
Here's a doctor who listed a bunch of interesting facts about passing gas.
Well, that can get you kicked off social media.
Well, he did it on
doctor
TikTok.
Doctor talking about stuff.
Take a minute to relax while I tell you some important facts about farts. On average, people fart 14 times a day. The more, the merrier. If someone tells you they don't fart, they're lying, and you should disown them immediately, or they've got a bowel obstruction, which is a medical emergency. Your average daily fart volume is enough to fill up a medium-sized balloon. Happy birthday. The first fart of your day is usually the largest. 75% of farts are produced by bacteria in the large intestine. Digested food that isn't broken down is chewed up by bacteria that produce microscopic farts, and these microscopic farts accumulate and become one of your regular farts. 25% of farts is swallowed air that you don't burp, and dissolved gases from the blood making its way into your intestines. 99% of a fart is non-smelly gases, usually hydrogen, methane, and carbon dioxide. Hydrogen and methane are flammable, which is why you can light a fart on fire, not recommended. The 1% of farts that do stink are volatile sulfur compounds like hydrogen sulfide. If you hold in a fart too long, it can be reabsorbed into your blood circulation and breathed out when you exhale. Noise of a fart is a combination of anal sphincter vibrations and the percussion of butt cheeks against each other. Fart velocity and butthole tightness determine the sound.
Thank you. I didn't know that it can be absorbed and regurgitated as a belch or something.
He didn't say a belch.
What did he say?
Well, he just said it would be
expelled.
Yeah.
Solemn.
I think he might want to find another interest.
He's a doctor.
Well, it seems like he's really over-specialized.
There's nothing more sacred, religious, than a baby's christening in the Catholic Church. A baby who was naked to the world was being baptized by the priest. Family, loved ones, godparents, parents, all there watching
tender this moment.
Special ceremony in the church when the baby decided to pee on the priest.
And they're allowed to.
Yep.
I got it on video.
Yeah. It's like they say with a rescue dog, you know, who rescued who? Well, who baptized who there?
Yeah. Yep.
You want to christen me? How about I christen you? Huh? Goes both ways.
Hold your head for this one. As America continues to change.
Oh, for the better, right?
There she is, Miss America.
Miss America is modernizing again.
Your ideal.
Please. No.
Yes. The day of the beauty contest is over. The organization says it's going to, quote, define a woman's wellness as the basis for their appearance, not beauty. The organization says they are going to be looking for a woman's optimum health rather than her physical appearance. Whatever
she's
got to
be aggressively healthy.
Yes. Good skin. Proper exercise. And it's not about beauty and how you look in the swimsuit.
There she is.
Done.
Walking on air, she is.
Will there be plus size?
Probably, if you're healthy.
A nice chunk to it.
Miss America.
We are headed towards such a dystopia.
Yep.
You know, they've got a new cultural revolution going on in Red China.
I don't care about Red China.
It's like the third time he brought up Red China.
I know, that's because that's all he thinks about.
What do you mean that's all I think about? I think about other things.
Reading too much of that Tucker Carlson book.
Yeah? Who gave it to me?
I gave
it
to
you. Not my fault.
That's to do something, read something at home.
You know, I think about Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, just write him a love letter.
I think about cheeseburgers.
Yep.
I only think about Red China and the damage that it can do.
Okay. There's bigger brains that are handling that.
Oh, who? Like Anthony
Blinken?
I don't know.
Are you?
I should.
Give him a call.
Yeah. Junior, I want you to call Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Tell him I'm willing to help.
Well, no power yet.
Are you kidding me?
No power yet.
Are you kidding me?
No power yet.
Oh, there's power everywhere. You know, those endorsements are very sought after.
Derek Jeter got his plaque, and he's now a baseball Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer, first try Hall of Famer.
And he more than has the stats for it, doesn't he?
And, yes.
And the ring.
And at his speech, he was not voted in unanimously. There was one
jerk,
one effer writer that did not vote for him. And at his induction ceremony, he made reference to it. You know who you are.
Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me.
You look at his plaque that's going up in Cooperstown. One team, his entire career, the pennants, the World Series. It's like, just if that doesn't belong in Cooperstown, I don't know what does.
And I don't know what kind of a grudge that the guy had against him.
It might have been a Boston writer.
That's even worse.
Yep.
Because it's like, the way I think about it is there was no bigger rivalry back in the late 80s, early 90s than Buffalo and Miami. And that Buffalo team that was constantly in our way for the division and the playoffs. Yeah, those guys are Hall of Famers. They were great. You know? You just because you don't root for them
right.
does not mean they are not great.
Let's see what this is about. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Kent over in Cape Coral. How you doing today?
Hey, Kent over in Cape Coral. How are you, brother?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about lighting, you know, gas. And I actually had a cousin up in Indiana that did that.
That's not good.
That isn't good.
It did not turn out too well.
There is, let me tell you
really
something.
Really does.
There's somebody in every group when you're in high school, there's one there that wants to try to light their farts on fire. There's always one, and a lot of times they find out the hard way.
And they have to.
They have to, yes.
And the thing was, he was, don't get me wrong, it wasn't excessive, but he was kind of a hairy guy to begin with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They usually are.
Yeah, and it was just so funny. We were all standing around watching him. And it was like, you got to be kidding. I can't believe.
Well, the odor of burning gas accompanied by singed hair.
Yeah, it's a sight to behold. Appreciate the call. Oh, here's...
And that's the kind of person you can tell them a million times what's going to happen. But you don't understand. It's me. It's not going to happen to me.
Right. I've read if you wear blue jeans, it won't penetrate through.
What?
That, I had a buddy that would do it, would light them. And we're like, watch out, bro. you're gonna hurt yourself there. I don't worry about it. I read that if you're, as long as you got blue jeans, the fire can't penetrate the blue jean.
Oh, yeah. Makes perfect sense. Yeah. Right on.
Here's a little clip of Eddie Vedder's new solo track. Long Way. Give it a listen. You be the judge.
Live every moment, wishing the best would disappear. He took the long way on the freeway.
Sounds like Tom Petty.
You know, I just, no offense, but it was never a thought in my mind, boy, I'm starved for more material from Eddie Vedder.
You might not be, but there are people out there just waiting for new stuff from Eddie Vedder. And you know, I don't think one of those Eddie Vedder fans are looking into Red Communist China right now.
Well, they should.
We'll take a break.
Okay.
All right.
When it hits the fan.
Toodaloo.
To the loo.
Toodaloo.
Oh, toodaloo.
Yes. You know, let's go and coax Junior to light his farts. Let's do that. That's fun.
Someone literally just called in and suggested that.
Yeah.
Literally.
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 Yeah. Figures.
Figures.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Get the net. There he is. Got him.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah! Okay. Who wants to clean and debone him?
I'll do it.
You want to do it?
Just wait till you see what I've got.
It's the Wonder Boner.
The Wonder Boner?
Aw, you laugh now. Just watch. You just assemble the Wonder Boner stainless steel rods like this. You find the top of the spine. And you slide him through the ring on the Wonder Boner, and voila!
The Wonder Boner. My wife would like that.
Introducing the Wonder Boner. And the Wonder Boner comes with a nylon storage case that doubles as a base and a cutting board.
Well, I think the Wonder Boner's a winner. So, Dave, where did you get the Wonder Boner? It's funny you should ask.
Order your Wonder Boner now. Call toll-free 85248 and receive the amazing Wonder Boner for just $19.95. Call now.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio.
Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Yep, I love to look at the radio.
See, there's a very handsome older woman, Martha McCallum. I find she's up there. She's not a spring chicken. Very attractive. But Fox is always known for that.
Yeah.
Like Shannon Bream, former Miss America. You know how once in a while I find something that's so good I gotta have it twice. I'm telling everybody within the sound of my voice, if you want something that's fantastic, that tastes really good, make yourself
a hamburger.
No, well, that goes without saying. Columbia 1905 salad from the Columbia restaurant.
Are you kidding me? You mocked me years ago.
Spectacular.
When I made that at home.
You made it at home?
Yeah.
I don't remember you making any of that.
Of course you don't.
I don't remember that.
Remember when I pressed my own garlic?
I sure do.
Now, see, you remember that.
Yes.
The same thing.
Look, so my wife and I like to go up when we head north, either Tampa or Sarasota. We go to the Columbia restaurant.
Why don't we have one here?
I heard there was supposed to be one here, but something fell through. This salad, it's the 1905 salad.
Yeah, and you got to have the 1905 dressing.
Here's the thing. The 1905 dressing that you can buy in the store, they got it here. It's okay.
But when you make it yourself.
But when you make it yourself, if you go to their website, and there's a ton of websites, and they actually have one of the owners that goes and shows you how to make it on your own. With the Worcestershire sauce, the Swiss cheese, julienne, the ham, the julienne ham. You have to use chopped iceberg lettuce. And you put all of these ingredients in there.
And you got perfection.
It is one of the best damn salads that you're ever going to have. You will try to replicate, if you make it by hand, the ingredients. It comes as close to the real thing that they have up there that you can imagine.
But they're always going to beat you.
They're always going to beat you. It's always just a touch different. They got help, and they do it right in front of you at the restaurant. They're throwing all the ingredients in. They're tossing it. It's so good that I said to my wife, I said, they got the Columbia dressing. Let's see if we can replicate it. The dressing's good, but it's not the same. So last weekend, she got the ingredients.
Well, anytime
you made it, and it was so effing good.
Anytime that you bottle or prepare something for mass consumption,
Spanish olives thrown in.
You gotta cut corners so that it stays usable.
Right, stable.
Mm-hmm.
But you put the fresh stuff in, the garlic, the Worcestershire. Do yourself a favor. You say, I'm not a big salad fan. And you know, I'll have one. But I told her today, she texted me. She says, what do you feel like having for dinner? I said, we still have some ham in there. I said, there's still some. I said, let's do another.
Do you have any Spanish olives?
Yes. Let's do the Columbia salad again. Spectacular. Do yourself a favor. If you have never heard of the Columbia restaurant, and I don't know how you could not have, or if you've never tried the 1905 salad, do yourself a favor and try it.
They're spectacular.
Spectacular. Let's do the local beat. This is horrible. Right here in Estero.
Please, no more bad news.
Oh, they got the guy. And he's old enough to know better. Headline. This was from NBC2. Estero man points gun at passing truck driver. An Estero man was arrested.
That's not what guns are for.
No. No, you're right. An Estero man was arrested on Tuesday after he was caught on dash cam video pointing what appears to be a gun at a passing truck here in Lee County. 72-year-old Kenneth Wrench is facing a charge after allegedly standing on the side of the road at the intersection of Carter Road and Corkscrew Road in Estero and pointing a gun at a driver. This according to the Lee County Sheriff's Department. Deputies responded to the man's home on Carter Road at around 4:30 p.m., where he was found with a .40 caliber handgun, a taser flashlight. This again according to the arrest report. The 72-year-old was caught on the driver's dash cam, raising what appears to be a handgun up to chest level while the driver was passing by.
So this is just random?
Yeah. The driver said he was driving down the road after completing a job and saw Wrench with the gun saying something to him. He slowed and told deputies he heard the man yelling at him to slow down or he'll shoot his tires out. The driver decided to press charges against the 72-year-old after the incident. Sheriff Carmine Marcino says, quote, "I don't tolerate violent behavior of any kind. It's completely unacceptable. If you threaten the safety of any resident of Lee County, you're going to jail." Wrench's neighbors said commercial vehicles often speed down the narrow dirt road.
I was going to say, if you're going to stand out on Corkscrew and yell at people to slow down, I don't see that being a winning proposition.
Now, one of the neighbors, in defense of Wrench, but still, pointing a gun doesn't solve this. But one neighbor said in defense of Wrench that commercial vehicles go down the road fast and have even killed one of Wrench's dogs, where the dog had wandered out into the road. Sheriff Marcino said if Wrench wanted to make a statement to the driver, pulling a gun was not the way to do it. He added, regardless of how somebody feels, their frustrations, even if they're having a bad day, they need to think and think hard. Deputies arrested Wrench and took him to the Lee County Jail. He's facing a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. And here's the thing. It could be his word against the truck drivers, but it's caught on the dash cam.
Everything soon will be.
Everything. Oh, I keep one in my vehicle ever since I had my little run-in. I think I can safely talk about it now without mentioning the name of the company. But a couple of years ago, and I had a dash cam then too, and I didn't have it on.
Oh, was it the one I got you?
Might have been.
How long did that last?
I don't know. I still got it. I got like two of them.
Oh, really? So it still lives?
Yeah.
One's
in my wife's car, one's in mine. So I don't know which one it was, the one you gave me.
The nice one.
Okay, it's the nice one. But I got hit.
That makes me very happy.
But I got hit by a...
Because I got you a dash cam before they were cool.
By a delivery truck. A package delivery truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was slammed.
Good.
And you have the... And I didn't have the... I wish I did. But now everybody... I have the dash cam. That's how this guy got arrested. You can see it on the dash cam. Junior, you ever have a Columbia salad?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
You ever have a Columbia salad?
No, but it sounds really
good.
It's
the 1905 salad.
Yeah. It's the Columbia Restaurant's 1905 salad. Now, I'm not a big tomato guy, and they even address that on their videos that they have at the Columbia Restaurant.
Yeah, I heard they're poisonous.
Yeah, that's I heard too. That's why I was standoffish. They said if you don't like tomatoes in your salad, what you're ordering then is a 1903 salad. Because when they first made it, I guess the old man didn't put tomatoes in it. And it wasn't until 1905 when the restaurant opened up, they said, well, let's throw some tomatoes in.
There's the pic right there.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And you know what? That you got a picture of it right there?
That looks really good.
You know what I say? That plate serving of the salad, it's not enough. You want a double, triple up on that.
What is that ham in there?
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yes. Is that ham?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yes. Ham. It julienned ham and Swiss cheese. Then you grate some Romano cheese on the top of it after it's been prepared. I think the secret is that Worcestershire sauce and the garlic, the fresh pressed garlic.
That picture is so well done.
Yep.
Look at that. It's got the salad and all the ingredients.
Oh, yeah. It's got the lemon juice that you squeeze in.
And on the plate, very tastefully scripted, it says 1905 salad.
Yep. Try it. Look up the recipe online, or Junior will post the recipe on our Facebook page.
What, iceberg lettuce, Worcestershire.
And that's the other thing.
Swiss garlic dressing,
you
tomato.
You have to have iceberg lettuce. You say, oh, that's the cheap lettuce. Why not romaine? Why not some kind of...
No, you'll ruin it.
You'll ruin it.
You said it has to be chopped. Does it have to be finely chopped?
No.
Okay.
But it's chopped. It's not, you know, leafed up. It's chopped. Oh. Take a break.
Did you just pull a Jerry Clower?
I did. Oh. We'll give you a chance to win when we come back. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. 96K
People
Rock.
People love List.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Thursday edition. Junior just informed me he put up on our Facebook page the recipe for the Columbia 1905 salad. And if you're wondering how to find our Facebook page, just go to stanandhaney.com. We've got links to our Facebook page. I think there's a link to Twitter and all of that stuff over there on the page. So, but if you're not sure where the Facebook page is, that's where you'll get easy access to it. Plus, remember to like the page. Half hour away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from our question of the week. But right now we're going to give you a chance to win, and win big. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List. I'll give you the category. I got the top 10 answers on the board. You name one of the things on the board, you're going to get your choice of the following prizes. Winner's choice while they last. We have a pair of tickets to the Mighty Muscles game on September 14th. That's a Tuesday. That's their two-for-one day. So you can bring the family and enjoy a ball game for cheap. You want to lock these phones down? I haven't given the category yet. We've got... Sorry. We've got black K-Rock hats. Matter of fact, Haney and I just signed a stack of hats for winners that took the K-Rock hats. We got a Stan bobblehead. We got Stan and Haney t-shirts. $50 to the pewter mug. We have a gift certificate to Firehouse Subs. And I see we have one more pair left of a pair of tickets to go see John Fogerty. Huh. The legendary John Fogerty. And his opening act, Foreigner, coming November 21st at Hertz Arena in Estero. Those are the prizes. Here's the category as we play Stan's What's on the List? If you travel, and I just remember this very clearly one time when Haney and I were traveling to Las Vegas, probably after the second or third time going to Las Vegas, I felt it best that we get separate rooms because it was difficult
well,
for me to sleep.
Well, it became policy.
Yes. So that's it. You get your room, I'll get mine. And so we had
there
to go.
Was a time that we slept together, and that time has passed.
Yes. I'm so resentful.
Remember once that we had to sleep for a week in a maid's closet?
Yes, that was in Key West.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But we were in Vegas, and we had to go get to McCarran to fly out. And I was all packed up in my room, and I went over to Haney's room to see how he was doing. And his entire room in Las Vegas, gaming systems, laptop computers, tablets, you name it. It was, I'm like, my God, we got to get going. They were all over the place. Which brings us to our category.
You remember that time when we were on the plane and I dropped one of the gaming component?
I do.
You were all embarrassed?
It was just ridiculous. One of the little gaming components falls under the seat. He hits the panic button. Everybody's got to get out standing around in the aisle
He's
on his hands and knees going up and down, banging into people to find his... Like,
excuse me. Sorry.
Then we almost got kicked off the airplane once because he wouldn't put his laptop in the upper compartment. No, I'm hanging on to it. No, sir, you can't hang on. I'm hanging on to it. Hi, everybody. But when you're in a hotel room, you'll tend to check out and realize afterwards, oh, no, I left this behind. Sometimes you want to go and return it. Other times you say, you know, you can keep it. Recent survey was
especially
done.
Especially when you're in the same room for a couple of days, you get a little too comfortable. Yeah.
Recent survey done. Top 10 answers on the board. These are the top 10 things we leave behind in a hotel room. Some, who cares? All right, no big deal. Others might be a little bit more important. You're traveling alone, traveling with your spouse, traveling with the family. A lot of things can be left behind. These are the top 10 things we leave behind in hotel rooms. Phone lines are open. 277-9600. Get something in the top 10, and we'll give you a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Sean.
Sean? What do you think's left in a hotel? We leave in a hotel.
Wallet.
Your wallet. Let me see. Did not make the top 10. That's one of the things I make sure whether I'm going out for the day or checking out at a hotel. I got to have my wallet on me. I'm not going to forget that. Did not make the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Angela.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Very good. And you have a fantastic phone connection. I don't know what kind of phone you're talking to us on, but it's a beautiful connection, and I love that. I can hear you very clearly.
Awesome.
What do you think's on this list?
I think it is a phone charger.
Number one answer, leaving your phone charger in the hotel room. You are correct.
Awesome.
Angela, what would you like?
I would like the John Fody Foreigner tickets, please. I
will give you those tickets if you can tell me John's last name.
Fogarty.
Okay, good. I was a little worried there for a second. You got him. Hold on. John Foreigner?
You got the idea.
Yeah, I know what she wanted. Yeah, phone chargers, number one on the board. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Kim.
Kim, what do you think? We got phone chargers. That's the number one answer. What else do you think's on this list?
A pillow.
A pillow. Let me see. Hold on. Because you did not make the list. 277-9600. Recent survey done found these are the top things we leave behind in a hotel room. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dale.
Dale, what do you think? We got phone chargers. What else do we leave behind in a hotel room when we check out and we... Ah, damn, I forgot it.
I'm going to have to say your phone.
Your phone. That is another one that I don't think... No, did not make the top 10. Not saying that something in the family there didn't make... But your phone charger. I usually find out I leave it plugged in that lamp that's right by the bed. Mm-hmm. And you're leaving the room and it gets left behind. Also, don't think on these things individually. You could be traveling with your spouse. You could be traveling with your kids. Ahoy, who's this?
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Do you have laryngitis or are you whispering?
No, I've lost my voice since COVID.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you on the road to recovery?
I am, yes. I've been out. I was in the hospital for a month and intubated for 18 days.
Oh, my goodness, sweetheart. We're so glad.
Well, that actually makes you sound very distinctive.
Well, I wasn't going to say it out loud. It's very, well, sexy.
Well, I'm in speech therapy now trying to get it better. So.
Really?
That bad, huh?
You had it that bad?
From the intubation, it weakened the muscles in my throat.
Oh, God.
Oh, I am
so... It's a hoarse whisper.
I am so sorry, but you're feeling better now, right?
Yes, I am. Thanks, guys.
Would the phrase, it kicked your ass, be accurate?
Highly.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank highly.
You. Then I'll go easy on you here. What do you think made the list?
Food.
Food.
Food. I've left food in their little refrigerators.
Before. Oh, yeah, those little mini fridges there, you leave food in there. It did not make the top 10.
I think you're wrong, Stan. Look at that list again.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm allowing to go to number 11, and there's food. What would you like?
I didn't hear them all. What was it again?
I have Mighty Muscle tickets to the ball game. I have a black embroidered K-Rock hat. Stan bobblehead, Stan and Haney t-shirts, $50 to the pewter mug, and I also have a Firehouse gift certificate.
Let's do Firehouse.
You got it. Hold on.
Feel better.
Okay. Feel better. All right. We're entitled to break the rules once in a while. That's an exception. Technically, we only got one off the list. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kenny.
Kenny, what do you think's on this list? Things we leave behind in a hotel room.
Well, I know I've done it before. A book, man. Like a book or a magazine.
Yep, number 6 on the board. Leaving a book behind. What would you like?
What do you got?
I got pewter mug. I got Stan and Haney t-shirts. I got a Stan bobblehead. I've got a black K-Rock hat. I got Mighty Muscle tickets. You still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What did you want?
Mighty Muscle.
Done. Hold on. And that other person had such a great phone connection. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this? There they go. Ahoy, who's this?
Jody.
Jody?
Yep.
Jody, am I on a speakerphone?
Oh, not what? Anymore. You're not.
Thank you very much. thank you very much, Jody. I don't know if our producer told you no speakerphone. You're being listened.
Know.
Thousands of people are listening. We want to hear you very clearly. You
understood.
Mean to? You mean to tell me our producer did not tell you to not go on?
No,
a...
No, I did never... not hear that information.
Really?
No.
Really?
You're taking the calls cold, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But well, don't she never talked to him.
But don't you tell that to people?
Yeah, I do tell them that.
Have you ever called this
show?
And then
show? When they go on hold, they take it right back off.
Have you ever called this show before?
No, only once.
Only once.
This is my second call ever.
Uh-huh. Do you listen to us?
Constantly?
Constantly. Okay. All right. Do you remember what the category was?
I do.
What
things
was it?
Left behind in a hotel room.
And your first name is Barbara?
Jody.
Jody.
No, it is not Barbara.
Sorry.
Suzanne.
What do you think's on the, what do you think's on the, what do you think's on the list, Jode?
I've got to say jewelry, because I've certainly done it. I know other people have done it. Sometimes, you know, your ring, your watch, some kind of jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did not make the top 10.
That was a good answer.
It was
though.
A good answer.
Sorry, Diane.
What?
Wasn't that her name?
I thought it was Pan.
Pan. Pam.
That sounds right.
Pan. There's a D. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, how you doing, Danny?
Danny, what do you think's on the list?
Let's say clothes, like a T-shirt or...
Clothes. Let's see.
Clothing, garment.
Yeah, hold on.
Toothbrush.
Well, now, look. You're saying clothes, toothbrush. Oh. You're going down a whole list of stuff.
I'm sorry.
You know what? You're going to have to call back. 277-9600. You know, you're not going down. I want one thing that might be on the list. Now, I was checking the list for you until you started going down a whole bunch of stuff. Not to say that one of those things was not on the list, but I...
That seemed excessive.
I can't accept that. Look, if I'm super nice to somebody and we go to a number 11 on the list, I got to bring it
so
back.
So you feel it must be balanced out.
Yes.
And so he gets screwed.
It's unfortunate.
Can I make a guess?
Why would you...
Yeah, go ahead. He wants to.
Keys.
No. No.
All right, watch out.
No. No.
Does he think that he's eligible for prizes?
I know he wants to win something.
Well, yeah, there's something that I want. Yeah.
He does want to win something. And I think he went to Carly asking if he could have the prize, and she said to him, not unless you win it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bill.
Bill, what do you think's on the list?
I'm going to say toiletries are...
Number three on the list, toiletries. Things you brought with you like deodorant, or if you're a lady, some perfume or some cologne. Toiletries. What would you
like? What do you got for concerts?
I already got rid of today's Foreigner, John Fogerty, so I don't have concerts.
I've got Mighty Muscles.
I've got Mighty Muscles. That's not a concert. That's a ball game. I've got a K-Rock black hat. I've got a Stan bobblehead. I got Stan and Haney t-shirts. I have pewter mug.
K-Rock black hat.
You got it. Hold on. Let's go down the list. Recent study was done of things people leave behind in hotel rooms. By the way, a little footnote to the study. They also looked at some of the weirdest things that people left behind in hotel rooms. Some of the things that made the list as the weirdest stuff. A glass slipper. Aw. A goldfish. A Christmas tree. And a huge family portrait someone hung on the wall of their hotel room. Here are the things, the top 10 things people leave behind.
And you know, I think there's a big difference between how men and women approach hotel room.
Yes.
Because women approach it as if they've just moved into a new home.
Correct. Coming in at number 10, your laptop. Leaving your laptop behind. Coming in at number 9, and I don't know who uses this stuff. And yes, this is a recent survey. Maps and travel guides.
What?
Can't you get that all on your phone?
Yeah.
Maps and travel guides. Number 8. Shoes. Apparently, maids say they find single shoes a lot. A lot of times under the bed. But shoes at number 8. Number 7. Your child's toys. Mainly like stuffed animals. Number 6, books. Number 5, you ladies, you leave behind your makeup and makeup bags. Number 4, your sunglasses or eyeglasses left behind. Number three, toiletries you brought with you, like deodorant, perfume. Number two was your toothbrush. And number one, phone chargers. I can't tell you how many phone chargers I've lost. Because I leave them behind. One time, I took my daughter to Washington, D.C. You remember when she was little and she went swimming in the JFK reflecting pond?
Yeah. That's adorable.
I guess it was the Robert Kennedy reflecting pond. So we're at Arlington, and there's a light rain going, so we're all kind of damp. And we see the John F. Kennedy Eternal Flame there. Saw the changing of the guard at the Unknown Soldier. But right next to the JFK gravesite, where his Jacqueline's buried there, and just over to the left, up on a hill, is a white cross, which is where Bobby Kennedy is buried. And behind you, as you're looking at the cross, is a little reflecting pool that says a little something about Robert Kennedy and all that. And I'm looking up at the cross, and I hear
very reverend.
Yes, you got very quiet in there. And I hear, she was about 4 or 5, I hear splashing, and I'm going, oh my God. And there she was, went over the little restraining wall, was in the RFK reflecting pool.
That's
there,
your girl
swimming around. Let me get her out of there.
She likes to be free.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, your first look at traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, our question of the week. We're Stan and Haney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. But wanted to let you know, hey, the on-air qualifying is over in our 96 Keys of Summer. But you can qualify for that brand new Indian motorcycle on site this Saturday from 11 to 1 at Stu's Motorcycles in Fort Myers. If you didn't get a key during qualifying on the air, making a lot of noise, you can still do so when we give away that bike at Stu's this Saturday. Giveaway will start at 1:30. There'll be live music down there. Of course, they're having a ride to remember from two locations, finishing up there at Stu's. The Fallen Officers Foundation and local first responders will be on site. Great thing on 9/11. Go to 96krock.com for all the details. Question of the week in about 30 minutes. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we got a few things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. 11,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers crash. Pennsylvania Street and Alico Road. Fort Myers crash, College Parkway and McGregor Boulevard. And this one is in Estero. It's a hit and run. 20,000 block of Grand Oak Shops Boulevard, right by the Tire Choice Auto Service. And you are up to date. Another traffic update coming up in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, It'll be the news cast of record. And you heard it at the beginning of the show today. Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, who in his early days was a hard-hitting reporter, uncovering corruption.
Well, you and I were involved in team coverage in one of America's first mass shootings.
That's true. That's true.
Round-the-clock coverage.
It was round-the-clock coverage. That was, what was his name?
William Cruz.
William Cruz. It happened in Palm Bay, Florida, back in like 1987.
I was at the anchor desk, and Stan was at the Chili's.
Actually, I had to park in the street next to the Chili's. They wouldn't let me any closer. You know the spookiest thing about that? Because that was, and you can look it up. But here we were broadcasting in Melbourne, Florida at the time, and one of the little towns that's part of the Melbourne, Brevard County area, down Palm Bay. Think of it as Cape Coral is to Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a mass shooting, almost unheard of at the time. And I was covering it. Then a few weeks go by, there were press conferences and stuff, and I had to go to his arraignment at the courthouse. And if you've ever been a part of just an evil person,
mm-hmm.
and being in the same room with them, they brought him up to the courthouse and sat with his attorneys. They brought him through. He had the orange jumpsuit on, had the chains on, and they brought him to his seat. And it is a really strange feeling. That was the first time as somebody who was still in his 20s was assigned to go do that. And you don't forget that. That was being in the room with like pure evil. Very spooky.
Yeah, that guy was a cold-blooded murderer.
Yep, old guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Snapped. But he was bad news. That's right, William Cruz. Mm.
And I remember, you're right, because we weren't used to that.
No!
And as the reports are coming, it's like, are you kidding me? What? At the Kmart?
Yeah.
What?
And I remember that the reports, because I was still living in Orlando, and I was commuting to Melbourne, and I was home in Orlando when the radio station called and said, look, then this was about 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. And they said, guess what? You got to get over here and cover this thing.
Can you imagine if we had tapes of that? Because you and I were not friends at all.
No, we worked together, but we weren't friends.
But it would have been Haney here in the studio. Let's throw it out to Stan on the scene.
Yeah, and that's pretty much how it was.
We were flying by the seat of our pants. Because it wasn't a news station either.
No.
It was a top 40 station, but something like that was so unprecedented, everything just stopped, and it was all about covering that.
Yep. Oh, I'll never forget it.
You know what? I don't think we did a bad job for the position that we were put into.
I know. I don't think we did. We did a pretty darn good job. I had to actually, because no cell phones, had to hook up the Marty unit. Put the antenna up and shoot it back to you.
And you were doing that before it was over.
Yeah. Oh, he was still in there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that you went to his arraignment, though.
That was...
So you could feel the evil coming off him.
You could. It's, you know, because everybody's in the courtroom. And I don't want anybody to experience this, but you're in a courtroom and it's not, you know, a civil case going on or a divorce case or something. They're bringing in a mass murderer. And so you're going in and you're sitting in the courtroom and there's reporters there. There's other witnesses. There's attorneys. There's everybody. And there's just a hum going on until the judge comes in and all that. And then the judge comes in, and then the silence, and they bring him in. You could hear a pin drop. And for somebody who was, what was I, 24 at the time, that was, you get it right. You don't screw it up.
I think that's the first person that I truly hated.
William Cruz?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for good reason. Let's do some headlines. And they are brought to you by our friends at Coastal Cooling.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We are hours away from kickoff of the NFL.
The National Football League is the NFL.
I thought it was the NFL.
NFL.
And we like to watch football. But did you ever think about the impact football, both college and professional, has on the economy?
Oh, huge.
Bigger than you might think. They did a survey and determined that 2/3 of all Americans plan to spend at least some money on football this year.
I believe it.
It's happened to me. I don't know if it's happened to you, Stan. You seem to be more reasonable than me. But especially when I was younger and living, being an apartment dweller, I would often get complaints about playing the music too loud.
Oh, yeah. I think I was one of them.
Yeah. I remember one time that was really cool because it was two sheriff's deputies that came to the door. And I still had the music going because I didn't think it was that loud.
But well, your ears get used to it.
Well, but when you're in an apartment, you know, your wall right next to somebody, I can, hindsight, I can see it.
Tell me about it.
But the two deputies came in, and I opened the door, and he goes, "Yeah, you still haven't turned it down, have you?" I said, "No, hold on." I went and turned it down. I said, "What can I do for you guys?" They're standing in my foyer, and they're arguing amongst themselves. And guy goes, "Well, we can't have another complaint. You got to keep the music down." And the other guy was arguing for me. He went, "Come on, man. It was the Allman Brothers. At least it's good stuff, man."
Look on the Absolute Law, or the Absolute Law text line. Confirm that story from our friend that just texted that.
So now that we've totally lost the build up to where I was trying to go with
this,
a guy in Reno got a note from his neighbor about his music.
Sorry, I just see this, and especially with what we're talking about, and my eyes kind of grabbed it, but I want confirmation. Sorry.
We've been enjoying Stan's neighborhood social media.
Oh, they're vicious. Just vicious.
You know, the man that moved here from Illinois and thinks it's a great idea to go swimming with his dog in the lake.
Yep.
We have a breakdown of the states where the most people are killed by wild animals. We'll let you know how we stack up. And finally, a woman missed her flight. What to do? Well, she thought it would be a good idea to claim she had a bomb in her luggage, and that might get her better treatment. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Thank you, Haney. Has that been confirmed? All right, I'm going to read it, what I got here. This is breaking news, and I want to thank Mike for getting this to us. The Lee County Sheriff just announced that two students at Harnes Marsh Middle School in Lehigh Acres have been arrested for plotting a mass shooting at the school.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Two teens arrested for plotting a Columbine-style school shooting, weapons and map found. Deputies have arrested two students on those charges of conspiracy to commit a mass shooting after a student's tip to a teacher. According to the Lee County Sheriff, Carmine Marcino, an eighth grade teacher at Harnes Marsh Middle School in Lehigh Acres received information about a student possibly having a gun in his bag. School administration searched the student and the bag and found no gun. However, they did find a map of the school with the locations of all the school's interior cameras. Deputies identified the two students they say were involved in the plot to carry out the school shooting. I will not say their names. They're 14 and 13.
Good Lord.
Oh. You know what? Let's read some emails and then we'll take the break.
Kids need to go to Sunday school.
Yes. They need to go to a few other schools too. Reform school. Sorry.
And you're right. We're talking about that and then this comes out at the same time.
Emails. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Let's not joke around a little bit now. Let's just, I'd like, the music and all of that. Ahoy.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from Scott. Hey, guys, I don't know if it's just me, but I am super pumped for Ed Sheeran's NFL season kickoff concert tomorrow.
What? Do people get pumped for Ed Sheeran concert?
He's being quite facetious.
What?
Nothing captures the passion and violence of an NFL game like an Ed Sheeran song. Am I right? Also, I can't wait to see the 6 approved social justice messages stenciled into the helmets and end zones this year. Let's get pumped. It's going to make us feel better, right?
I think it's the same as last year's. They only added one this year, which I think is just kind of generic. It just says, you know, F Whitey.
P.S. So I've heard at least a couple of times from your old producer, Rob, and Junior, that there are like 60 seasons of the Stan and Haney Show podcast. Are all of those available, and exactly what episode is on now? That's some kind of milestone crossed. For instance, the 7,000th episode with no celebration. Yeah, well, have we gotten to 7,000 yet? I don't know. Which wouldn't be too surprising. Junior, look into this. I'd love to compare and contrast the first go-around Junior episodes to today's Junior episodes. Not to mention relive some of those classic D-Train episodes from past days.
I was a little quieter when I started out.
You sure?
Oh, I was more respectful.
So somebody's a fan of Humble Junior.
Yes. This is from Pip. Ahoy, fellers. Just thought it would be interesting for you to know just now, not even 2 minutes ago, my boss says, hey, is the Stan and Haney show on? I say, yes. He says, they're now the highlight of my day. WTF. With the caveat that he still hates Stan's voice and wishes Junior would take his place. Sometimes I wish that too. maybe he's not that much of a D-bag after all. You're bringing him around, fellers. Good job, sports. Your pal, Pip.
Thank you, Pip.
This is from Nutmeg.
How is she?
She's fine. Woo! Hey, I saw in the New York compost, they've alleged that the leprechaun is now offensive. This caused me to do a spit take in my coffee. Here's my beef with this. People who are just now offended by the leprechaun are the same people who pretended to be Irish one day and have no clue of the history of St. Patrick's Day. Not only that, I have cousins in my family who attended Notre Dame and actually graduated. A second little tidbit, the name Fighting Irish was adopted in the late 1920s when it was considered a derogatory term from other schools. Father Matthew Walsh made the name and the mascot as their own. The name Leprechaun came from England as a disparaging symbol. Notre Dame embraced the derogatory term and made it their own. Signed, Nutmeg.
That's interesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's do it again. I didn't have it loud enough.
Jesus.
There, okay.
Jesus. Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, yesterday you were talking about a doll called Laughing Baby. Oh, yeah. When my one daughter was little, she had one, and let me tell you, it was creepy as hell. One time I was carrying it up a flight of stairs, and I dropped it. Each time it would bounce down the stairs, it would start laughing. Very creepy. It almost sounded evil. After that, I took the damn thing apart and disabled it. We just told her it was broken and couldn't be fixed, and she was fine with that. A week later, we were at my parents' house, and she asked her grandpa if he could fix it. And before we could say anything, he sure did. Well, of course, he fixed it and made her so happy, and she still has that damn doll to this day. Creepiest toy of any kid's toy ever. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
When we come back, our question of the week. We'll take your phone calls. You have the right answer. It's your answer. And it has something to do with the NFL.
What is the
NFL? The National Football League.
Sizzle and hizzle and gizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thursday afternoon, half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. But it is Thursday. Got phones on lockdown because we're going to hear your answer to our question of the week. We do it every Thursday. Something that it triggers something in your head. It's your memory. You have the right answer. It's not a yes or no answer. Here is today's question of the week. I'll pose it to you. Release the phones. We'll do some traffic as you're dialing in, and then we'll send it around the horn. Take your phone calls as you answer our question of the week. The NFL season starts tonight. For a lot of us, Haney and I included, we've seen a lot of NFL seasons come and go. But it started when you were a kid. And I'm talking about 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. You had the football cards. You had the posters up in your room. You had the stickers. You had the decals. You had the notebooks. All with your favorite NFL team on it. Now, as you gotten older, you know, realize there's gambling involved. And, you know, you join these fantasy leagues. But it was as a kid you found and you discovered your favorite football team. Here's our question of the week. When you were a kid, and I'm talking about those ages where you finally discovered sports, you finally discovered football. When you were a kid, what was your favorite NFL team? And this will date you. Who was your favorite player? 277-9600. Think back when you were a little kid. You know, dad would be watching the football games. He might have some friends over, have a few Schaefers. And you got interested in football.
Schaefer?
Eh, that's the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Right, dad? When you were a kid, who was your favorite NFL team and who was your favorite player? Phone lines are released, 277-9600. Let's get some traffic, and then we'll take your phone calls. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers. Crash, 11,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue. And this one just in. In Alva, crash, Tuckahoe Road and Joel Boulevard, southbound lane on Joel, there is road blockage. They don't know if there's any injuries there yet or not, and you are up to date. Our question of the week, we're not talking about now, we're not talking about the fantasy leagues, we're talking about when you discovered the National Football League as a kid, watching the games. When you were a kid, who was your favorite NFL team and who was your favorite player? For me, I always grew up a Giants fan because my dad and my mom grew up as Giants fans. Now, in Connecticut, for me, the New England Patriots weren't even on the map. They had Jim Plunkett.
Were they still the Boston Patriots?
No, they were the New England Patriots, from what I remember. Jim Plunkett was their quarterback. And no interest in them. For me, as a kid, in the early 70s, it was the New York Giants. But my favorite player was Roger Staubach. Why? Because I went to an NFL game with my dad when the Giants were playing at the Yale Bowl, when Yankee Stadium was torn down, and I got Roger Staubach's autograph. The Giants were playing the Cowboys, and I got his autograph, and he became my favorite player. And by the way, in the early 70s, Joe Namath was all over the place. Anything you'd talk about, if you were talking about the Patriots or the Giants, you'd have to include the Jets and wonder if Joe Namath was going to get hurt that year.
Oh, he was everywhere. He watching the Brady Bunch, he turned up. He was everywhere.
But I still remember the gas station had those stamps. I still remember.
And they did a lot of roasts of Joe Namath.
NFL 72, that was a book that you'd get, fill up 8 gallons at the gas station, and they'd give you a stamp book that you could put the stamps all in.
Oh, where you get the glasses?
No, they gave you stamps. But back in those days, you got glasses, too. But the Giants, and because Roger Staubach gave me an autograph, he was my favorite player. Haney, well, no guess, the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
But who was your favorite player? You've been through a lot of seasons with the Dolphins, but as a kid, who was your favorite Dolphin?
Stan, they called him the thinking man's quarterback, Bob Greasy.
So he was your favorite?
Yep. I mean, it was close with him and Zonk, but they were kind of one package.
Junior, did you...
But, you know, when you go out in the yard, you're throwing the football.
And you're greasy.
Yeah.
Did you follow football as a kid?
I didn't really care for football.
Oh, God. The NFL starts tonight!
Who cares?
Oh, my God!
Yeah, but I grew up, my whole family's from Minnesota, so it had to be the Minnesota Vikings.
Could you remember any player that was on the Vikings?
Well, I like Randy Moss because he was just a funny guy. He was a character.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's known for, his sense of humor.
Randy Moss.
Yeah, but every year we would just watch the Vikings fail, and I would see my dad depressed. So, kind of turned me
they
off.
Failed a yeah. lot.
That was yeah. Culpepper to Maul. Back in those days. I won't get into it. Never mind. Randy Maul.
See, he's thinking about Randy Maul and all that. Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking way further back.
Oh, yeah,
than
you're
that.
Thinking Tarkenton, Chuck Foreman.
Yeah.
Of the Purple People Eaters.
Alan Page.
Oh, legends. But again, that's how your favorite player is going to date you as to when you were a kid and fell in love with football. Let's go to the phones.
He didn't care for football.
No, man. He didn't care for football. Wow.
Who cares? Big whoop.
He would be one of the kids. If I was at school and we were playing the touch football out at recess, I'd peg the ball at his head.
Oh, that's that old game we used to play. You know, peg the a-hole.
Yeah.
Peg the little bitch.
Yep. Well, nobody calls you that.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Very good musical selection, Haney. Ahoy, who's this?
Greg.
Greg, when you were a kid, I'm talking about just discovering football, your favorite team, your favorite player.
I got to go with you, Stan. I was a New York Giants fan growing up in Syracuse, New York, and watching Lawrence Taylor play on the field. We even only had a black and white TV. No, it was 81. It was awesome watching Lawrence Taylor.
He was great. See, again, like Haney was saying, I go farther back. I remember when Fran Tarkenton was the quarterback. They had a running back by the name of Ron Johnson and a receiver named Tucker Fredrickson.
They sure did. I actually remember them. My dad telling us about them when we were kids growing up. But we were Giants fans, and then when Lawrence Taylor hit that field, everyone in the family, we all just loved Lawrence Taylor, watching his enthusiastic
and
play.
What,
it was awesome.
He redefined the position.
He sure did.
But what's funny now is we think back to those times, and even the NFL didn't realize how big it really was, because it was pretty much... You'd see game highlights, but it was about the games. And now there's so much media. It's
so
20,
many sources.
24/7.
Yep. Oh, that was the... Appreciate the call. That was the big thing for Monday Night Football at halftime when
Howard
Cosell
would
do
the
highlights.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get the games.
And one thing I remember is for some reason... When I was growing up, it seemed like there were always Cardinal games on, and it got to the point that I was becoming a Jim Hart fan.
Oh, I remember him well. Played a long time in the NFL. Yeah, my TV was Jets and Giants. That's what we got. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Dylan from Naples.
Dylan, when you were a kid and first discovered football, what was your favorite NFL team and who was your favorite player?
I actually grew up in Michigan, and funny enough, my favorite team was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and favorite player was Mike Allstott.
Oh, he was great.
You want to know how far we go back when Tony Dungy was first hired as coach. I don't think he'd coached a game yet. We had him on the show. The draft had just happened, and we said, "So, coach, any surprises from this draft?" And he goes, "Yeah, there's a guy we picked up in the fifth round named Mike Allstott. You might want to keep an eye on him.
Keep your eye on him."
Yeah, absolutely. He used to lower his head, and you'd be dang
oh,
right.
He was great. He was great. Appreciate the call. 277.
I'll never forget
9600.
That.
Yep. Well, we remember when, I think he was a rookie when Zach Thomas came in here.
Yep.
He you know, they were making the rounds of the new guys on the team, and he was just the first year with the Dolphins. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian in Estero.
Brian, when you were a kid, your favorite NFL team, and who was your favorite player?
Well, growing up in rural Niagara County, New York, I had a dark blue number 12 Joe Ferguson jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
There was a reason they drafted another number 12 in the mid-80s.
Right on. 877-9600.
Well, they had to wait for the useful league to collapse before they got him.
Yes. But yeah, as a kid, you couldn't get all the NFL gear that you had now. I went to the store...
There was not that much NFL-branded stuff out there.
And it was all Giants and Jet stuff, and it was all number 12. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ron in Naples.
Ron, as a kid, your favorite NFL team and your favorite player...
I grew up in Baltimore, so it was the Baltimore Colts and the Atlanta United.
Yeah, you know, my old man was a huge Johnny Unitas fan, and one of the earliest Super Bowls I can remember, watching the whole game. Now, I remember Super Bowl IV, the Chiefs and the Vikings, because I was in bed with the flu, and I had a little black and white TV and watched it. But the following year, the Super Bowl was the Colts and the Dallas Cowboys, and I watched it from beginning to end, and Johnny Unitas came out and got hurt. Early in the game, and I remember Earl Morrill had to come off the bench and play, but
that happened a lot.
Yeah, and that happened a lot. But
He had those special shoes too.
He had the high tops. He had the high tops. He was great. My old man said there were two great football players: Jim Brown and Johnny Unitas. Period.
And that was that.
277-9600.
Wasn't time for a group discussion about other opinions.
No. Best quarterback, Johnny Unitas. Best running back, Jim Brown. Oh, he hated O.J. Simpson. Hated him. He's no Jim Brown. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy, and we got your stuff. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm growing up in Youngstown, Ohio. I think it was mandatory that everybody love Bernie Kosar. So, I was no exception to that. And
a lot of disappointment.
They came so close, though.
So close.
Right. And I always take the lovable losers. I'm a Saints fan and a Browns fan. So,
but you know, everybody loved Bernie. When he came down to Miami to be the backup to Marino, he was beloved.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember watching him go. I can't remember how many plays, but he chucked it right into out of bounds. I don't know how many times, and it wasn't to run out the clock or anything. He just was throwing that bad that day. It was so embarrassing. But
good talking to you, buddy, and I hope you're doing well.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
love you,
pal. Love you.
There was a lot of heartbreak during those Kosar years in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because they came so close.
And then he was a backup in Dallas for a while, if my memory is correct.
Yeah, he may have been.
Yeah. 277-9600.
But I know that the time that he was, he and Marino had a ball.
I bet they did.
He was the one that came up with the clock play with the spike.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Steve.
Steve, when you were a kid, favorite team, favorite player?
Pittsburgh Steelers. Although I lived in Indiana, grew up in Indiana, Pittsburgh Steelers, steel curtain. And my favorite player was Jack Lambert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you better believe it. He'd smile with them gap in his teeth, and you know it was just danger time.
Oh, yeah, and then he'd just plant you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think he'd be thrown in prison if he was playing
yeah,
today.
Yeah, different rules. Different rules.
How dare you?
Yeah. You want to go and see how football was played? Look at those NFL films from the 60s and early 70s and how they got away with just pretty close to murder.
Well, I mean, back then they put out NFL films of people getting hurt.
Yeah.
Highlights.
Yep. Horse collar was legal.
And here comes the night train.
The straight arm. What was it when Deacon Jones used to
head slap? That was like a patented move. Head slap.
Players 10 yards out of bounds, and somebody just goes and shellacks them.
If you're able to go back and see those games, Deacon Jones would do that and go, Dandy Don would be going, boy, I bet his ears still ringing from that one. If you did that now, they'd treat you like you were insane.
I know that. Ahoy, who's this?
This is John in Naples.
John, favorite team as a kid and your favorite NFL player?
Well, I was born right outside of D.C., so Redskins fan and Derek Clark.
Oh, okay. All right. It's right outside of D.C.
You talk about the rules changing so much?
Yeah.
It hasn't gotten a lot of publicity, but word is they're going to call it a lot the first 3 weeks. And it could end up where you see a running back with a pulling guard going outside.
Yeah, like a sweep.
And they have ruled out, it's like a type of chop block, where the defensive player is now prohibited from going below the waist on, I guess they call it a block. But, you know, it's like if he wanted to take out that guard, he's not allowed to. And so the only thing that can happen for the corner is to tie up with the guard. And so they said conceivably you could see cornerbacks trying to avoid any contact with the guard, like jumping away like a matador and maybe try to get behind him to get the running back because they'll be afraid to get a penalty by making contact. It may have gone too far, Stan. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Bring back the clothesline.
I like that head slap, too.
If you would like to answer our question of the week, email us, ahoy@stanandhaney.com. Mark Haney and the news is next.
Not on camera now. Where? In Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9. Franklin Field, Philadelphia, 13-9 Giants, halftime score. Tough game. Don Meredith, key points.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Howard Cosell. That clip right there. He was drunk. And he got sick at halftime and was barfing all over Don Meredith's shoes. They told him to go home. His wife called the booth. She wanted to know, what's wrong with my husband? He's just a little under the weather.
But he was a proud man.
He did not. This generation has no idea what they're missing, having not known Howard Cosell or saw him on football, baseball, boxing.
He could take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
The superstars. What else did he do? Oh, the Battle of the Network Stars.
You know, speaking of television, I've noticed something odd. Anytime you turn on the TV.
Yeah.
Because we're used to, you know, setting the DVR for a show we might want to see. Mm. But I've noticed, odds are, at least when I flip on the TV,
yeah,
it's probably going to be that American Ninja show. Every single time I turn on the TV, I was talking to my dad about this.
The American Ninja?
You don't have to DVR it. Just chances are, when you turn on the TV, it'll be on.
It's a great thing. Wait, I notice you chuckling over there.
He knows.
I don't even have cable, but whenever I do go to a place that has cable, that's 100% true.
American Ninja.
You flip it on and it's American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, you just turn on the TV and it's there.
What network is that even?
NBC.
Yeah, is that all they play?
Yeah, it's that and talent shows and game shows.
Yep.
That's all.
And you know why? Because they are cheap to produce.
Mm-hmm.
You go and have a drama or you go and put on a comedy, that means you have to hire writers and pay them. And you have to have, you know, the scripts and the production people and the post-production. And with these game shows and reality shows, and
yeah, it's cheap. I don't know if it's...
And people watch them.
I don't know how the channel got stuck on that, but it got stuck on that. And, you know, I turn on the TV and chances are I'm going to watch something I've recorded. But it's still going to show you what's on when you turn on the TV. And every time, it's this damn ninjas thing. And I found myself almost getting sucked into it.
Have you been?
Because I saw a guy that was, he had a haircut like Kid and Play.
I saw a guy do it in a full tuxedo.
That's him.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
That's him, where he's got that Kid and Play haircut. And he wears a tuxedo as he's doing the obstacle course, and he's a showboat.
Yeah, are you talking about the end when he finished?
When he did the 360?
Yeah, and then...
And he made you wait. He held up his finger and then twirled it, and then he ran up this ramp and did a 360 when he grabbed the top.
And when he got to the button, he took out a little handkerchief out of his tuxedo, wiped the button, and then pushed it.
And I thought that was okay until I heard him say why. You know why he did that, Junior?
COVID.
Nope.
Why?
Because that's what classy people do. Why the handkerchief at the end there? Because that's what classy people do. And then I went back and turned on Tucker.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, why don't you write him a love letter?
Dear Tucker.
Figures.
Yeah, figures.
Figures.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Couple of things. We have a crash, Estero, Broadway East and South Tamiami Trail. And in Bonita Springs, a crash, Strike Lane and Old 41 Road. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 25 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard.
Figures.
Figures.
This was an age when other men were allowed to be news. One anchorman was figures. More man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
We teach the children.
Like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
No one pronounces it figures.
That could make a Wolverine purr.
Figures.
And suits so
no one pronounces it figures.
Figures. No one says that.
Did you see that movie Hidden Figures?
Hidden Figures?
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Figures.
No one pronounces it. That's just us.
Yeah. It figures.
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 Oh, boy. Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, September 9th. Time now for this segment. It's called Things You Didn't Know. And I'll be honest with you. I told Stan this one earlier because when I read it, it made me chuckle. See, now he and I, we know what it is, so it won't have any impact on us. But when you hear it for the first time, I'll bet you chuckle. On April 18th of 1930, it was such a slow news day, the BBC declared there was no news that day and played piano music instead.
Some nights watching the news, I wish they would play piano music.
Especially on the local level. Because you and I have both...
They're god-awful.
...had to produce, you know, at least a 5 minutes of local news.
Mm-hmm.
And especially on Mondays, when nothing happens, that 5 minutes may as well be 5 hours you're trying to fill.
Yep. But now the local news doesn't have to do it. They just hit the panic button for old people watching. More death coming your way. 3 COVID cases.
And for the younger demo, could your child be at risk?
Let's keep an eye on that hurricane season. Let's go to our meteorologist right now.
Could your pet be affected?
There's something swirling out there in the Atlantic. Not gonna affect us.
But you know, it never hurts to hit the panic button and stock up on bottled water and toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's what's going to save us, folks.
Bottled water and toilet paper.
Indeed. What do you suppose is the biggest donut-eating country in the world?
The United States of America.
You might want to think a little north.
Canada?
They eat more donuts per capita and have more donut shops. Think Tim Horton.
You know what? They all think Tim Horton donut shops, and true. But he was a great hockey player, too.
Well, that's why he sells donuts.
Yep. Well, did. He's long dead. Tragic, too, by the way.
But his name is not dead.
No.
His image is not dead. He continues to sell donuts.
Are there Tim Hortons down here?
Not down here, but I know there are some in the United States.
There are. Okay.
I think they're way far north, but...
Well... Here's Mr. Minnesota over there. They have a Tim Hortons in Minnesota?
Oh, you betcha.
You know, the Wheel of Fortune wheel is nothing to scoff at.
What do you mean? They got to use special things now to turn the wheel. They give them a piece of PVC so they don't touch the wheel because COVID. And they are, and I asked my wife, I said, what are they holding in their hands? Oh, they got to use that now to spin the wheel so they don't touch it.
The wheel itself has 200 lights, 73 steel pins. How much do you suppose that some bitch weighs?
On TV, it looks like it weighs a lot. That thing's got to be a real heavy deal.
You want to take a guess? You're pretty good at guessing weight.
400 pounds.
Close. 2,400 pounds.
2,400?
Yep. And there's only one of them in existence. So when they go on the road, somebody has to move that 2,400-pound wheel.
Jeez. What does the person want? We're in the middle of a newscast.
Wants to talk about Tim Hortons.
Okay.
Do you want to tell you? What do you know about Tim Horton?
They have Tim Hortons in Ohio. They are awesome. I wish they'd get them down here, but they do have the best donuts ever.
Now, does Tim Horton's stellar hockey career have any influence on that for you as far as the donuts?
No, I don't even know about that.
Yeah. What's your favorite donut at Tim Horton's? Something jelly-filled or custard-filled?
No, I like the little donut holes they have. They have these blueberry ones. They're really good.
Yeah, and like the Munchkins?
The Munchkins taste like, you know, you get this funky, greasy taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
Tim's Hortons doesn't have that.
Do they have crullers?
Bear claw?
Yes, I believe so.
Apple fritters?
They got a fritter?
Yes.
Oh, they do look good.
Yeah, they do.
And they also have, like, the strawberry cheesecake donut, which was really good.
They got a sweet roll?
That I'm not sure about. They do have breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, they
do? Yeah, they're only open till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the latest.
Got to make the donuts.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think Canada should be allowed to have anything we can't have.
I agree.
And they have something I want very badly that you can't get down here.
What's
because
that?
Canada Dry started making cocktails.
Oh, yeah. You but did a story on that.
No, I just told you about it outside while we were smoking.
I knew I heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
The 2021 NFL season launches tonight. And for many fans, football isn't just weekly entertainment. It's also a weekly expense.
Not for Junior, though. He don't follow the game.
Of course not.
Who cares?
He's just a big Randy Moss fan.
No, his family was.
Yeah, my family was.
I thought he liked him because he was so funny.
Yeah, because he was funny.
He was a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was interesting to watch.
It was
the Vikings, so they lost all the time. I just liked watching his interviews because those were pretty funny. Or his hot mic moments.
Were they funny?
You know, he got
some of them were.
He was
maybe I'm thinking of another guy.
He was projected to be a very high draft choice, but wasn't.
Yes, there were reasons for that,
and there were reasons. Funny guy.
2,100 Americans surveyed and asked if they're going to spend money on football, and if so, how much you think you're going to drop this season? 67% of Americans will spend at least some money on the upcoming football season, even if it's just a matter of food and drinks, watching the games at home, or having parties, or special cable or streaming packages designed for today's gambler.
Right. And that's what it is.
10% say they are spending money to play fantasy football. 8% will be purchasing special decor for football parties, and 7% require tailgating supplies. 51% hope to attend at least one live football game this season, and that includes 13% who say they will travel to another city to see it, and 6% to another state. 27% said they could easily shell out $1,000 plus on the season, and 25% said they'll be taking on credit card debt to fund their football spending.
Yep, the NFL thanks you. It's the way they designed it.
Yeah, but they used to keep quiet about it.
Yep.
Nowadays... In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
So when we go into the break, I don't turn the microphones off. I turn them down so they're still on. He's talking to me before the break, and when his microphone is on, but turned down, he doesn't have the monitors on. So he's telling us about some nonsense call that was coming in, and I told him we don't have time to take a telemarketer call. And he thought he was on the air saying that, and he got all jazz handsy.
Funny, I didn't notice. And that robs him of the attention he so richly deserves.
Which is why we need that webcam.
Go ahead. Give me the jazz hands. I missed him the first time around. Yep, there we go. Like a monkey.
Well, I thought it was a hot mic.
It wasn't.
What were you doing there with your mouth? That sounded like Fat Tony. A man in Reno received a note from his neighbor that began stating that they needed to talk to him about the music he's been playing recently. Of course, what the...
That's what I'm saying. Our producer should be doing something about it.
That's a junior B over there.
So? You just...
I got yelled at last time I shushed him.
Don't yell at him if it's a Junior Beasley. You just open the door, stare at him, and then he will know his mistake.
And he'll probably apologize.
And he probably will apologize.
Well, look at that. They went back.
So this guy in Reno gets the note from his neighbor, and it begins, "We need to talk about the music you've been playing recently." So, of course, he's thinking, here we go, noise complaint. But it turned out to be the opposite. The note actually requested that he turn the music up.
What?
So they could hear it better. The note continued on and praised him for his great taste in music, and even went so far as to request that he send them a list of songs so they could add them to their own playlist.
Jeez, if only you had a neighbor like that.
Well, they didn't exist back then, Stan. You know, they say everything's bigger in Texas.
That's what they say.
Including your odds of being mauled to death by a wild animal.
What? What?
Somebody researched a bunch of stats to find out which states had the most deadly animal attacks?
Well, Texas is big.
Over the past 20 years, and Texas is number one.
Not surprising.
Now, because of car crashes, deer kill more people in the United States than any other animal. But that stat always skews the numbers. So they looked only at actual attacks, not accidents.
Up in Minnesota, you know about deers hitting cars, don't you, Junior?
Oh, on the drives that we were taking, it was like we must have seen 5 dead deer on the side of the road.
Mule deer?
Mule deer? No, deer.
You don't know what a mule deer is?
No, I don't know what a mule deer is.
Idiot. They also didn't factor in bees, cows, dogs, horses. So we're talking about truly wild animal attacks, fight for your life type of stuff. In the past 20 years, 520 people have been killed in Texas. California is second at 299.
Another big state.
Well, you know, the mountain lions. Because I knew this girl named Kim Bauer.
Yeah.
And mountain lions nearly got her.
For a whole 24 hours.
Rounding out the top 10, Florida.
Oh, Florida, this, as you said, the state wants to kill you.
Once you get over that, you'll get along fine. After us, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and New York. Oddly, there have been no recorded wild animal deaths in the states of Delaware, North Dakota, and Rhode Island over the past 2 decades. God, I miss D-Train. Because if he was here, I would have said North Dakota.
Yep.
Oh, don't we all miss him, huh?
Bears are the top offender in North America, followed by sharks, snakes, alligators, and mountain lions.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you okay? I feel a little rushed.
You're fine.
A 46-year-old woman named Marina Verbitsky was supposed to be on a JetBlue flight from Lauderdale to Chicago on Monday with her husband and son. But the three of them did not make it to their gate on time, and missed their flight.
Something tells me she might have been to blame for that one.
And at that point, once that became clear to her, she did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She flipped out, started out swearing at all the JetBlue workers, and when that didn't have the effect she anticipated, namely to stop the plane and allow her to board,
right?
Well, then she was left with even fewer options and was forced then to claim that there was a bomb in her checked luggage.
Naturally. That'll get you to your destination.
Now, for those of you scoring along at home, it's not clear if she was trying to delay the plane or if she was just pissed. But they had to evacuate all the passengers on the tarmac and search the plane for explosives. She spent the night in jail before posting bond. She is facing charges for falsely reporting a bomb and will receive a forced mental health evaluation. Those are fun. How many fingers am I holding up?
Two.
Okay. You see this ball?
Yeah.
I have three coconut shells. Her family says she was worried her son would miss school the next day.
Oh, please.
So they should let her go.
Take a look at her.
Sorry.
You ain't going anywhere, sweetheart.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, September 9th.
Double M, double XI.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Now, you can clearly see behind me, There are some valuable prizes, including an oversized teddy bear. Now, there are a couple of pegs here in the middle. I'm going to hand you a couple of rings. Do you think you can put the ring on the peg and win the teddy bear?
I do.
Okay, here you go. Give it a shot. If you win the teddy bear, you walk.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
I fail to see how this is the mental evaluation, and that's exactly why you failed.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your Thursday afternoon with us.
You know, Junior,
greatly appreciated.
He can be so precious.
Precious?
You know what he said to me?
What did Precious say?
Don't worry about me. I can't get in trouble. I did nothing wrong. You think that's a prerequisite?
Yeah, come on.
Like you have to do something wrong?
Jeez.
Where are you living, back in the 70s?
I'm a good boy.
Let's get a final look at traffic.
He thinks that'll save him.
No.
And he hasn't done anything wrong.
No, he hasn't.
But that doesn't mean you won't get in trouble.
Yep.
Whatever, dude. It's Thursday night football. Let's all celebrate.
Yes. And I'm getting...
Yeah, I know you love football.
I got to get some Columbia salad, too. The original 1905.
Oh, you lucky bastard.
Firehouse subs bring us traffic.
Because your wife's making it for you.
Yeah, she is. Firehouse subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. One thing on the board, and that is a crash, Crystal Drive and Beacon Boulevard in Fort Myers. Should be in the clearing stages by now, and you are up to date.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets.
No.
Ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train.
Oh, yeah.
Destination.
in Bangor, Maine. Oh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around.
He's a hobo.
COVID.
That's a hobo right there. No means. Getting on the boxcar, heading to Bangor, Maine, yep. Looking for a place to stay.
2 hours of pushing broom.
Yep. This is a hobo song.
All of the children and all of their names. And every handout in every town. And every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale, rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing.
All sounds great except for that 2 hours.
Yeah, that pushing broom. Classic Comedy is brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
We know now the brain is a muscle. You got to keep it going. You got to keep it sharp. My parents are in their 80s, great health, but they're getting fuzzy. It's kind of funny, though. And they know it, you know. They'll go see a movie and they can't remember the title and they get mad at me because I can't guess what it is. It's like playing charades with my dad. Oh, dang. Oh, your mother and I, we saw a dandy movie. I go, well, what'd you guys see? He goes, oh, we saw the one, you know. Oh, the one with the guy, you know. With the guy and the gal. And there was a car in the movie. I'm like, I don't know, what'd you see, The Illusionist? And he gets pissed. Oh, we didn't see The Illusionist. And then my mom's in great health. She's 82. She's really sweet. And she mentions her ailments when you call her. I go, hi, mom. She goes, blood pressure normal. Rash is almost gone. Either that or recent appliance purchases. Bought a new toaster. Had a 2-slicer. Now we have a 4-slicer. Then you hear my dad, oh, we didn't have a 4-slicer.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Here's our question of the week. When you were a kid, and I'm talking about those ages where you finally discovered sports, you finally discovered football. When you were a kid, what was your favorite NFL team? And this will date you. Who was your favorite player? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Dylan from Naples.
Dylan, when you were a kid and first discovered football, what was your favorite NFL team and who was your favorite player?
I actually grew up in Michigan, and funny enough, my favorite team was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and favorite player was Mike Allstott.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was great.
You want to know how far we go back when Tony Dungy was first hired as coach. I don't think he'd coached a game yet. We had him on the show. The draft had just happened, and we said, so, coach, any surprises from this draft? And he goes, yeah, there's a guy we picked up in the 5th round named Mike Allstott. You might want to keep an eye on him.
Keep your eye on him.
Yeah, absolutely. He used to lower his head, and you'd ding.
Oh,
right,
he was great. He was great. Appreciate the call. 277.
I'll never forget
9600. Yep. Well, we remember when, I think he was a rookie when Zach Thomas came in here.
Yep.
He was, you know, they were making the rounds of the new guys on the team, and he was just the first year with the Dolphins. Ahoy, who's this?
This
is Brian in Estero.
Brian, when you were a kid, your favorite NFL team, and who was your favorite player?
Well, growing up in rural Niagara County, New York, I had a dark blue number 12 Joe Ferguson jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
There was a reason they drafted another number 12 in the mid-80s.
Right on. 277-9600.
Well, they had to wait for the useful league to collapse before they got him.
Yes. But yeah, as a kid, you couldn't get all the NFL gear that you had now. I went to the store...
There was not that much NFL-branded stuff out there.
And it was all Giants and Jet stuff, and it was all number 12. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ron in Naples.
Ron, as a kid, your favorite NFL team and your favorite player...
I grew up in Baltimore, so it was the Baltimore Colts and it was Johnny United.
Yeah, you know, my old man was a huge Johnny United fan, and one of the earliest Super Bowls I can remember watching the whole game. Now, I remember Super Bowl IV, the Chiefs and the Vikings, because I was in bed with the flu and I had a little black and white TV and watched it. But the following year, the Super Bowl was the Colts and the Dallas Cowboys, and I watched it from beginning to end. And Johnny Unitas came out and got hurt early in the game. And I remember Earl Morrill had to come off the bench and play. But
that happened a lot.
Yeah, and that happened a lot. But
He had those special shoes too.
He had the high tops. He had the high tops. He was great. My old man said there were two great football players, Jim Brown and Johnny Unitas. Period.
And that was that.
277-9600.
Wasn't time for a group discussion about other opinions.
No. Best quarterback, Johnny Unitas. Best running back, Jim Brown. Oh, he hated O.J. Simpson. Hated him. He said, he's no Jim Brown. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy, and we got your stuff. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm growing up in Youngstown, Ohio. I think it was mandatory that everybody loved Bernie Kosar. So,
oh yeah,
I was no exception to that, and
a lot of disappointment.
They
came so close, though.
So close,
right? And I always take the lovable losers. I'm a Saints fan and a Browns fan, so.
But you know, everybody loved Bernie when he came down to Miami to be the backup to Marino. He was beloved.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember watching him go. I can't remember how many plays, but he chucked it right into out of bounds. I don't know how many times, and it wasn't to run out the clock or anything. He just was throwing that bad that day. It was so embarrassing. But
good talking to you, buddy, and I hope you're doing well.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
love you,
pal. Love you.
There was a lot of heartbreak during those Kosar years in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because they came so close.
And then he was a backup in Dallas for a while, if my memory is correct.
Yeah, he may have been.
Yeah. 277-9600.
But I know that the time that he and Marino had a ball.
I bet they did.
He was the one that came up with the clock play, with the spike.
Yep.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.